Love in the Years of Lunacy, written by Mandy Sayer and read by Kate Hood. A rainy day in May. Sydney was alive with swirling leaves and the cries of flying fruit bats. Afternoon showers fell on wilting flowers, sandstone buildings, vegetable stalls, a war bond rally in Martin Place. It dimpled the harbour, slicked the surface of ship decks, flooded gutters littered with condoms and cigarette butts. It sprinkled women queuing for rations, factory workers waiting for cancelled trams, Asian immigrants who'd been interned on the grounds of a mental asylum after Japan had entered the war. In the evening, it fell on American servicemen as they picked up local women, on prostitutes out to score a greenback or two, on Australian soldiers as they brawled with GIs for stealing most of their girls. Near midnight, it drummed a soft syncopation against the tin roofs of Albion Street. Pearl heard the rhythms as she darted beneath awnings, catching up with her twin brother Martin, and wondered if he could hear them too. Triplets, paradiddles, shuffles, a beating heart. She was nearly 18, but that night was the first time she'd heard music in the weather. "Hey!" she cried, as Martin, holding his tennis axe case, dodged an overflowing roof gutter and leaped over a puddle. "Wait for me!" She too dodged the waterfall and jumped the puddle, but landed in another one, splattering the side of her dress with muddy water. Martin laughed. They'd just finished performing at the Trocadero, the biggest and best ballroom in the Southern Hemisphere. Martin played second tenor in the men's big band. Pearl played second alto in the girls' big band. The two jazz orchestras alternated sets on a revolving stage, backed by an Art Deco glass shell lit by hundreds of coloured lights. The dance floor was sprung, the clientele was posh, and the twins were well aware that it was the best-paid gig in Sydney. On the downside, the Trocadero orchestras performed virtually the same repertoire each night. Light dance music to accompany foxtrots and waltzes, certainly no raucous jazz or swinging blues, which was why Pearl was following Martin through the storm that night, she in a white lace gown and high heels streaked with mud, her brother in black tie and tails. Martin was taking her to the only place in town where she'd be allowed to sit in with a band and play hot jazz into the early hours of the morning. At least she hoped she'd be allowed to sit in. Martin had jammed with this particular band previously, but it would be Pearl's first time.